After the violence, comes the clean-up. The last elements of the fires are being put out, the windows are being boarded up, and the glass is being swept off the streets. The trouble was widespread. Whether your car was damaged, your home was attacked, or like Mohammed Beg, who runs an electrical shop in Croydon, your business was looted.
I came, tried to stop them politely, but no, they were actually literally they threatened my life, and they said that they got the gun, and if you want to shoot, if you want to get shot, come here then, and I'll just back off now.
Buildings were burnt, shops were raided, police attacked, and vehicles destroyed. It wasn't just in the capital, it spread to other cities. Birmingham and Liverpool endured copycat attacks, as did Bristol, where Stuart White is the manager of a jewellery shop.
I think we were just an easy target, big windows, and I think we were probably just the first shop that they saw, jewellery in the windows, beautiful looking stuff. So I think we were just an easy hit.
Twitter was blamed for being used to coordinate the violence, but the social networking site is today being used to organise the clean-up. A large number turned up in Hackney to help out.
The streets are looking amazing, and it was refreshing to wake up this morning and feel hopeful.
Many areas remain sealed off, though. They are crime scenes. The Association of British Insurers says the total cost could run into tens of millions.